We spoke about the Ramah, who talks about in the context of Ohev and Sone, individuals who are not, strictly speaking, puzzled completely, but they should try to stay away. The Ramah paskins that in a situation of Zabla, they're permitted to serve. We spoke about this before, Rabosai. It's in Simon Zion. In Simon Zion. That we saw that there is a in Sif Zion. Let's take a look and see it on the screen. Shulchan Aruch.
What is Zabla?
Zabla stands for Zeboro Lo Echad. To Rosh HaTevis. Zabla, Zebor, Lo Echad. That each party chooses one judge. The two judges together choose the third judge. Well, the parties choose the third judge. That's the discussion in the beginning of the third parak, Masechta Sanhedrin. Series is as follows. Kol Sheina Ova Osono Mamish Mutal Adono. It's a Midas Chasidus not to do it. B'chein Mutal Lios Dayan Kshei Zebor, Lo Echad Zebor, Lo Echad. Which is Simon Yud Gimel, which is the whole discussion of the third parak. So that's why it's permissible in that kind of a circumstance. So, for example, if you look at the Pisach Tshuva, let's just see it this way. Pisach Tshuva, Sivkot and Tezvav, he discusses this from the question of what we call Mechutonim. Mechutonim shouldn't really, aren't technically speaking puzzle. Watch this. We still spoke before. He took his bar as Mechutin. Reuven wants to passel him. Mechutin's passel. So he says, that's what Reuven wants to say. He made mistakes. He says mistakes. Number one, the other side picked him. Not him. It's not really an absolute psul. Even if all of Mitzvah are passel with Oraisa, ain't absolute rak mitzad ki Reuven richuk adas. It says in Shas. So Levi can passel Mechutin, not the other way around. That's mistake number one. This fellow Reuven made. Tol Sheni, Mechutin is not puzzled, except for Oav Vesone. He's not an Oav Vesone Mamish. And the Ramah says, just we just saw now, Oav Vesone Ksher Mezabla. All right. So even Reuven can take his Mechutin. Kavachom Shimon. Okay. And the third one is not for a discussion. So I and yes.
In your business, you don't accept the buyer.
Accept what?
A buyer.
As a rule, we do not do Zabla on our Bezdin. We have a sitting Bezdin. There are exceptions to the rule. We've had Zablas, what we call, under the aegis of our Bezdin, which means we have to go with our Bezdin's rules. That means, you know, no ex parte communication, the written opinions, everything's on tape. You know, all this kind of, if they won't do with our rules, then we've had these kinds of cases, situations.
Okay, so not in your Bezdin. Is there an entity where one gets one buyer and the other one gets another buyer and Gendik?
Two? No. Two
and is they it. Come to the Bezdin and this buyerim act as the lawyers for the two parties.
That's not a Bezdin at all. That's just two lawyers duking it out. No, we would never allow such a thing. I mean, to think in the world outside, of course, it's done.
It is done.
I mean, people do what they want, but it's not a best. Don't call it a best. You just call it two lawyers.
Two lawyers arguing in front of a best.
Oh, then those would not be called boy, they'd be called toanin. It's a different role. A toanin is somebody who is a lawyer, a rabbinical lawyer, right? As I told you, in Eretz Yisrael, there are certain rules and regulations. I mentioned to you on Thursday that there was a case of a toanet rabbanit who was a unprofessional and revealed certain details which were not supposed to be revealed, and therefore the Bezdin dismissed her. You cannot serve on our Bezdin anymore in this case. Boom. But that could be done with a lawyer or the judge, but it could be disbarred or reprimanded. We don't have that. And I told you, in America, the more outrageous the Tohen conducts himself, the higher his price. So unfortunately, we don't have that. That's why we don't take Tohen as a general rule.
So Tohen is not the same as
Zablars. It's not exactly. We're going to shed to that. It's not supposed to be the same. Unfortunately, in real life, sometimes they are the same. That's exactly the problem. The roles merge in people's minds. I want to read you from the Sefer Kofetz HaPoskim, right over here, and Siman Zayin, Siv Zayin. I read you the words. Okay? He says, like this. Well, he quotes a Misma. So he quotes a Misma. Yes, we should look in the Sma. And the Sma says about this, before we read what the Minchas Oni says. That's what he quotes over in Kofetz HaPoskim. Oh. Kol Echad Bor Oavo, right? Pirish. Din Zeh Bor Lo Echad Hu, Shekol Echad Yivar Lo Mi Shehu Yoven Et Dov Bor Avli Yishuro. V'mesh Al Shum Tzad Tzchus Yatsi Oso Lefnei Chaveiro. As the Rosh says, we saw this in the beginning of the third parak. Two quotes in Siman Yud Gimel. Afshu ovo lo gora. Kemen shigol bora mitzad achel l'schuso l'misha bir oso. Umutal asas ken kemen shigam bora sheni asas ken. It all depends on the shalish. That's what the Marik writes. Okay, fine. Why? Good. It's only Minis Chasidus. So this Rabosa is referring to a proper borer, who's not looking for a lie, Chas v'Shalom, not to insist that his side wins, just trying to find whatever tzatz chus he has. Now I'm reading to you from the Sefer Minchas Ani, it's quoted here. Because that's talking about a borer who's looking for the truth. Aval babon oseinu aram bizman hazeh, kshu borer choter b'chol yecholto lahatzdeka baldin, im b'tzedek v'im b'ovel, v'im yochol lahatim dvorov avshem ma'aves adin, Ose, v'lomen lebaldino lo masheker, al eila ovlo ha'oretz, ki mozen is schala la Torah, v'nis aves adin, lezeh, v'chayose, v'zeh, nis kamen, ha'irshusha, v'yopi kosef. Because the Irshusha and the Levush was against this idea, because it's a terrible, terrible thing. Then he says as follows. Shabbat, when the Sein Arab, mechapsin chippus achar chippus, likach lo borer, misha mugzok l'ish bal orma v'tachbula, catch this now. V'yochol l'tayer asheretz b'kuf nun tamim. It's a question from Chazal. Asheretz is tamim. You have 150 reasons to make a Torah. Chocham l'horaz zehu anichbol v'yorei Hashem nimatz v'chule. Al zeh anem espal nashiva shoftenik v'rishon. How do you like that for a quote? That the whole Zablo system is corrupt. We pray to Hashem every day to get out of the system, to have proper dayonim. That's quite a powerful statement. So he has a problem if sometimes a person is called upon to serve in a Zablo case and the other guy is not going to be so honest. So let's take a look at Rabosai here in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Zayin Sif Yud. This is a problem which people I've faced this in the old days. Dayin Shiodea Bechaver Shu Gazlan or Rosha Eino Litzdarif Ima. It's common sense, no? If you know that the Dayan is a Gazlan or a Rasha, you should not sit with him on a Din Torah. Okay, Parshat Shat. So if the guy is one of these fellows that the Minchas Oni describes, you shouldn't be the other Borer Kenegdo. You should be the other Borer Kenegdo. That's what seems to be a Dover Parshat. What if you don't know? You don't know either way. You're just not sure. So what does the Pesach Tshuva say? Mashma de minastam mutter. In other words, you don't know. There's a third guy. There's another guy. I'm asked to serve as a borer, and Reuven is the other borer. So if I know he's a gazan I shouldn't sit. If I don't know, I can't sit. Becheskas kashrus. That's what it sounds like over here in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Zayin. Ulielba Siman Gimel Sivdalet Kosev. But also the Adam Shchocham Sheyeshiv B'din Atsheyed Imiyoshev. Mashma Kol Shlom Muchzak Leib Kosher. And Leshimo, it's a Sira. What's the default? Siman Zion says the default is you can't sit with him unless you know for sure he's a Gazan. Siman Gimel says you're not allowed to sit with him unless you know for sure he's a Kosher. So which one is it? What's the default position? Sira. Tiritz Abach. The Lielba Siman Gimel Dafka Ba'odam Muvuk B'Chochma. Avalkan Mayer B'Stam Dayan. Mutalo Leshev Imlo Shioduolo Shehu Roshim. What does that mean? What kind of terrorist is that? Depends on who the individual is. What does that mean? Yeah. So the tumim I think is better. The tumim cause of the asher. The besimin gimel mari betchilas yeshiva lidin. Ein lo leishev atchi yeborlo shu adam kosher. You don't sit with somebody else to check out a mezuzah kasha. It doesn't make sense to get involved. You think he's kasha. You're in the middle of the din Torah, you find that he's not kosher. Quit in the middle, I think the Tumah is correct. If the Tumah's shot is the correct shot, I think so. We picked the third already. I thought the guy was an honest guy. We picked the third, we thought that he was an honest guy. I say that not only should you not be a borer in this case, I wouldn't even be a shalish. A shalish is the neutral party, the neutral judge. I'm saying, I wouldn't be a neutral judge if I know that one of the borer was a crook. Well, what way do we get involved in it? I happened to be once before, years back. I made a mistake, should never got involved in the case. They schlepped me, it's an aguna. Doesn't matter. If the other party you can't deal with, it just doesn't work. You're looking for trouble. So I should say, I'm sorry, I can't deal. That's what I should have done. We make mistakes. We have to try to not repeat them.
The shalish is the most important.
Of course it's the most important. It's true, but a shalish works if the other two parties are, what can I say, good people. Bezen shel gimel, tzarech sheyeh b'chol echad mehen zayin dvarim. These seven things. Chachma, wisdom, anava, modesty, yira, fear of Hashem, sinas mammon, hating mammon. Now, who hates mammon? That's the hardest one to find of all. Avas emes, loves truth. Avas abrios, people love them. Baalei shem tov, have a good reputation. But the hardest one, I think, is sinas mammon. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Chumash and Rashi, if you give me the Chumash over there, please, from the ledge, it all comes primarily from Parshas Yisro. Thank you so much. Parshas Yisro, where that's where the first Bezdin system was set up. Yeah, so it says as follows. Ata sechza mikol om anshei chayil. What does anshei chayil mean? The men of accomplishment. That fits with any of these things. Right? Anshei chayil. Rashi says they were rich. They don't have to depend upon people. That's the Gemara in Ksubas. When I read the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that was the rush for the Gemara in Ksubas. They don't have to come on to you. That's not one of these things. Okay, that's going on. Yirei Elokim. Okay, that's over here. Yirei Elokim is number one. Okay, next. Anshei Emes. Number two. Sone Botza. Sinas Mom. So one, two, three. These are the three which are found here in the Pasuk. Okay, that's what Yisro is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Find such people. Find such people. Okay?
But that doesn't sound like halacha. That sounds more like the Yitzhak from Yisro.
Okay, but this Yisro knew exactly what he's doing. So what does it say? So Moshe chose, Puzzle Cafe, Anshei Chayil. He found Anshei Chayil. Okay? And the question is, did he find Sone Batza? So Chazal say he really wasn't able to find Sone Batza. There's a famous joke goes around, for money you can get that too. I like that. But it's hard to find. Okay, so these three, Yira, Sinas Mo, and Avas Emes, are found in the Pasuk. And the other four, Chachma, Nova, Avas Avias, Lehem, Baal Hashem Tov, are found in the Shulchan Aruch, of course, based upon the Rambam. And if you look on this from Farshim of the Rambam, they tell you exactly where the Rambam got the other four from as well. So it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Sorry?
There's a lot of Farshim Mishpat. This is when you dalet. This is if you dalet.
Right here, this is it.
Is the Bezdin invalid?
Oh, good question. Is this Ma'akeh? It says, Tzarech. You need it. Does it mean if they're not, it's no good? That's what I'm talking about right now. Very serious question. Very serious question. Here we see. Kosek Nesek Dola. Bekul Havali Ikuva. Without it, it's invalid. Who said so? The Mabit. Pesefer Brika Yosef? No. Lavli Ikuva. As the Lecha Mishnah says in Perek Beis in the Chosan Hedrin, Halacha Zayim. Who brights it to Sifri, Vikra, Behedrin, Mucha Chachi. It is not ma'akev. And don't tell me what the Mabit said. No, he meant im yimtzu be'ir ashnoshim shleimah b'chol amidos ha'elu havi li'ikuba shelo l'manos achem ashiyechtz me'meiz amidos. If you have someone that's all seven, it's an ikub, you're not allowed in any way to appoint the other ones. On the pshita, dem lo nimtzu kulam mishum echad einam li'ikuba. You can't find. You can't find one of all seven. It's not ma'akev. It's pshita that way. Let's take a look at the Lecha Mishnah and see where it comes from. Okay, Mehmet Perik Beis, Halacha Zayin, and Hilchos Sanhedrin. Okay.
Now we mean retroactively if you found out the one that
they've been criteria. I'm sorry, this, excuse me. We have a serious problem with that. A very serious problem. I'll tell you that in a minute. What did we say? Perek what? Base.
It
shouldn't
say tzorech,
it should say yofeh. Well, tzorech. No, not every tzorech is likuva. So you need to, but it doesn't mean that if you don't do it, it's no good. Well, see, let's read the Lecha Mishnah. Okay? It tells you in the Sifri, in Parshas Devarah, with this discussion, Rabbi Osai, which we had in Parshas Yisro, where Yisro tells Moshe Rabbeinu what to do, is repeated Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah is to repeat. So Mishnah Torah, it repeats. Okay. Havu lachem anashim chachomim unavom v'idu mishivtechem v'asim b'rashechem. Okay. This is what the let's quote it over here. Fine. These are what we call important people, right? Good people. Dvar Rabba, I'm Rabbi Rechia. Tzvichem adayana shiulem sheva midas. Elohim, you're the seven. Chachomim, nevonim, v'yiduim. V'arba, k'mosh chatzav l'alon, v'atoch sechazeh. They have seven. So let's go back to Rambam soon. Chachomim, nevonim, v'yiduim. And the four in v'yata sechazeh. Now, we only saw three v'yata sechazeh. Initially, all the three, Anshei Chayil, Yira Lekim, Anshei Masonei Batsa. Anshei Chayil, we didn't translate because we weren't sure what Anshei Chayil means. Men of accomplishment. That's what they say in the art scroll. What does it mean, Anshei Chayil? We'll have to come back. So now it says Chachomim, Nevonim, V'yuduim, L'shivtechem. So 3 plus 4 is 7. Say Chazal. Now we go back for a minute to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. All the seven things. We'll have to fill in the blanks. What does it say? What does the puzzle say here in Devarah? What do we say over here? Come on. What does it say? Chachomim, nevuim, v'yuduim, shivtechem. So that's chachomim. That's the first one is chachma. Okay. Unevonim. What's nevonim? Where's nevonim fit in? You don't see it. V'yuduim, shivtechem could be Baalei Shem Tov. That fits in, right? They're well known. So where is nevonim? What's left? Anova was left out before, right? Abbas Abrios left. Where do you get the 3 plus 4 is 7? What's going on over here? Why they sit together? Shemlonim su misheva, maybe mi arba. Lonim su mi arba, maybe mi shalosh. Lonim su mi shalosh, maybe mi achas. And the first of Medvish Rabban Dvorim, you don't need all seven. Eich mono lechachamun von mi da achas. It was Sifri, Shevesi, mono sam the shnayim. Whoa. Rambam says it's all one? Yeah, because the Rambam did not count, Rabbi Osai, Nevonim, as I asked you before. Rambam just counts Chachomim, Chochma, didn't say Bina. That's a Kasha. In Chayim Advarim, Rahishi Iskati, Minayos Lominis Anova. It's not mentioned. Where's Anova come from? So it's a question. Our question in the Rambam. He says he has a Yerushalmi. What did Yerushalmi say? You need Baalei Chochma. Anoshim Chachomim V'yuduim Lo Yusonim Es Abrius. That's what the Rambam says. They have to have V'yuduim Eshivtechem. Means Ahuvim Lakol. Interesting. That Lo Yusonim Es Abrius. But here it says that they should be Ahuvim. I guess it works. It must be K'mayim aponim l'aponim. They shouldn't hate people, so people shouldn't hate them. Otherwise, this law makes no sense. They shouldn't hate people. And here it says, what? Here it says, ahuvim, not oavim, ahuvim, l'kol. You see, it's a non sequitur. Apparently, the two go together, to some extent anyway. But that's number two. Shuavire le lehatl oshik miyad gozlo, shneva anshe chayel. Oh, what does anshe chayel mean? People of, not just men of accomplishment, people of strength. They're not afraid. If they have the ability to save someone from the hands of a more powerful individual, they're going to jump in and do it. She honor v'savlon. Oh, here's where I'm going to honor from the Yerushalmi. How do you know? V'etzavim b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? V'etzavim b'nei Yisrael. So if you look in the Chazal, they say that you have to accept, it's found in Shulchan Aruch as well, that a person who is a dayan has to be willing to be sovel the people. They should even talk not nicely to him. We already saw once before. We'll see it again in Shulchan Aruch. That's where that comes from. Okay. I'm not sure where it fits into the seven. Yirei Shamayim, that we know. Shouldn't look for kavod mamon, as it says sone bosa, shesone mamon bedin. Okay. Okay. Anshe emes, wrote to machatzedek. So where do you have? I still don't see seven. So chacham and nevon and sham is one. Otherwise, it's going to be eight. Anova is counted, right? Veitzavim, ma moshe onov, av kol dayan onov, apparently is included. So it comes out that the Rambam is like the Rishalmi, except he changed things a little bit differently. Why do you follow the Rishalmi and not the Sifri and the Medrash Rabba? Because in Sanhedrin and Al-Gemara it says, v'sholchem v'chol ha-makomos, komishu chochom shval berech, v'das abriyas noche emenu. That's a Bavli, Rabbi Osai. We follow the Bavli, right? Bavli is the most authoritative, more than the Medrash, more than the Sifri, more than the Rishalmi even. So the Bavli has these things. So what does the Bavli have? It's Kazer again. Three things. Chacham, we'll call this Anav, and Das Abriyas Nocha Yemenu. So the Rambam has Chacham, Anav are the first two, and Avas Abriyas Lehem. So 1, 2, and 6 are what it says in the Bavli on Peches of the Beis. Bale Shem Tov is Pasuk and Chumash Yiduim Lishivteichem. Sinas Yira and Sinas Mavon are Pesukim Ufa Roshim, and Anfesem is Pesukim Ufa Roshim. So then we have everything. Chachmas is Beferish, right? Chachamim. Another we saw just now in the Yerushalmi. Yir is a Pasuk. Sinas Mavon is a Pasuk. Avas Emes is a Pasuk. Avas Abriyas Lehem is, we just saw over here in the Yerushalmi. And Baalei Shem Tov is also a Pasuk. Viduim L'Shivteichem. So it comes out we have all seven based on the Pasuk. Alright, with me so far? Good. He calls it Tosefta. Tosefta. Perek Shvi. Chacham, Onov, Ush Veshafel, right? Yurechet, Upirkono, Ruach Abros Nochalov. Same idea. So the Gemara Tosefta counts on Abba, like the Rishalmi, pass it that way. Fine. This is good. Uma Shekol Rabbein Tzorich, Poshadu, Shekol Zein Oli Kuba. So writes the Lecha Mishnah. It sounds like a bit of a poshut. Chazal seem to say it's not miyakev. The problem is that there seem to be others who disagree. That the, for example, the Mabit seem to disagree. We saw it back to the Pisrei Tshuva. We saw it before. It says, Kulav li Kuva, and here's the problem. The Chazanish holds that way. Chazanish holds it's all the Kuva. Except he puts it, li Kuva means that it's only li Kuva on a certain level. The same as, start with the first one, Chacham. So of course, a Chacham should be someone who knows Kol HaTorah Kula. But in today's generation, not too many people know Kol HaTorah Kula. People simply because they don't know much less than Kol HaTorah Kula. So in our generation, they're called Chachamim. So too, the Yirat Shamayim is down a notch. The Sinas Mamon is down a couple of notches. Yeah. But it has to be something. It has to be some element of all these seven things. So writes the Chazon Ish la'alocha in two places, in Eben Ezra and Choshen Mishpat, and that could cause a problem in certain situations. Okay. And what will happen, Rabbi Osai, if the person, the dayan, turns out to have been lacking in these things completely? Completely. Does that mean he's puzzled? So, one could suggest that Sarach is not li'ikuva, or, as we put it before, you have no right to appoint somebody if there are others in town who are better, and since there's no one else who's better, so it's not ma'akev these seven things, as we saw before in the Lecha Mishnah, Rabbi Osai. So we had a case, a very famous case. I'm going to go into the details. Everyone knows the case I'm talking about. It was a dayan who unfortunately did bad things. And he was involved in certain issues, such as geirus, for example, where if the dayan is disqualified, then forget about it. Then the geirus is no good. That could be a disaster.
Retroactively?
Yeah. Why not? If he did things retroactively, which we found out for sure from a certain point on, so it's a very serious problem.
I mean, it has to happen before the geirus.
Yeah, obviously. But not as of now. So a guy could, for example, be discovered on a certain day. That day, he leaves his post, okay? But it turns out, based on the investigation, that some of these allegations were proved to be true a year ago, 2 years ago. Meanwhile, he's done 25 geirus in those two years. What's their status? So according to this Chazon Ish, these things are li'ikuva. It's a very serious problem. Very serious problem. Because if you lack these things, it could be even chalila v'chas li'ikuva, and then it's a disaster. Lecha Mishnah, not li'ikuva. Of course, the problem becomes, what happens if a person is not just lacking in these things, he actually violates halachas. He actually violates halachas. But mamish, violates halachas.
Russia, you wrote
yeah, yeah.
Russia.
Yeah. So then what's the status? No, here it says if he's a Russia, ain't the starfima. That's just chatchilo. You know, you don't know. I'm talking about post facto. So we had our Bezin had to write something about this because it was very relevant. And we were relying on an opinion which says like this, and we'll get to it a little bit later, but I guess we could mention it today. We'll show it lean out of inside later. That someone who does not violates a lav d'oraisa sheyesh bo malchus is possible as an aid, and is certainly possible as a dayan. I repeat, a lav d'oraisa sheyesh bo malchus. Sukkos later on in the Sanhedrin, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Eidos primarily. Of course, the question becomes, what about a dayan? So the Shulchan Aruch writes here in Siftes, kol apsulim lahoyed. Machmas kurva or machmas avera, psulim ladun, and look at simulam and gilan adalim, who are psulim in edus, who are in dayanus. Okay, so whoever is possible to edus is possible in dayanus. Mefurish sif and shulchan aruch, sim and zayin, sif tes, sim and zayin. That's it. Take a look at pischei tshuva. This is a very could be it's going to be critical, but by mamish critical. The Gemara of Rabbi Kivayger, I am Gesag Dola. Come on, Simon Lama Dalit. The Gamba Vera the Rabbanon, Lo Boy Hachroza. The Lo Kinir Rabbi Devi Rambo Shem Sifkit Ches. The Gamba Dain Boz Hachroza by Vera the Rabbanon. The Zeno, the Hachroza by Dain Boz Hachashmei came to Shem. He says, no, you need Hachroza for Dayan. What's this Hachroza business? Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, and Simon Lama Dalit. Very important. This is so critical, Rabbi Osai. You cannot imagine how critical this is. Kol mi shenotel schar lahoyt, you get paid to testify. Edusa b'teila. We saw with the Gatrat in more detail. If you take money to pass on it, then you're possible. Not just shochad, even salary. You're not supposed to do it for free, unless Schar Batola de Mucha. We'll speak about that again. The Ein Shrichen Achroza El Adin Voedus Botel Meatzvo. This is a serious charge, and you don't even need Achroza in this particular case. What's the clear implication? That whenever you need achrozah for edus, you need achrozah for dayanus as well. Now, what's this idea of achrozah? It's a sugya later on in the Sefer Sanhedrin. I'm not going into all the details right now. But someone who was in violation of an iser derabbanan, iser derabbanan, we say he's not automatically posel le'edus. It's not possible unless we have what we call hachroza. What's the idea of hachroza? Hachroza is, yeah. Hoysa veira shavim bederabbanan, posel bederabbanan. But posel bederabbanan, let's take a look over here. Let's take a smart. Posel by the Rabbanon. Okay. And even if it's an Easter deraisa, mikom go me'acha shein bo malchus, ain't a posel ele by the Rabbanon. That's such an important thing. If you're an Easter deraisa, there's no malchus, you're only posel by the Rabbanon. Some Easter deraisa have malchus, some don't have malchus. I told you before. You're only posel edus if you mikir adin, if you're over an isa sheyesh bo malchus lav shel malchus. By definition, that's a daraisa. What if you're over an isa derabbanan or daraisa shein bo malchus? Then it's a whole lower level. Then you require hachroza, as we just saw. And back over here in Siman Zayin, it seems is a machlokes over here. Do you need hachroza, Rabbi Osai, to be passed to be posel as a dayan? That's the question which the Pesachet Shuvah we saw over here in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Just put on the board one more time, just to repeat ourselves. Right? Kivega says, you don't need Achroza. The Rambam seems to say you do need Achroza by Avera de Rabbanan. And the Machlokas HaPoskim. We relied on the opinion that Avera de Rabbanan requires Achroza. Requires Achroza. It's true. He publicized that he's no good. The case we described, no one publicized he was no good. No one knew he was no good. He didn't publicize it. What's the point? His charge is this: if a price postulates with the rice, it can't help it. Can't do about it. When Rabbanan, when they made somebody puzzle, they were concerned that the welfare of somebody was left into a situation, didn't know the person was puzzle, was relying on his edus, and then suddenly he's puzzle, so he's left high and dry. So the Chazal said it's only going to make him posel for all purposes is achrozah. Once as an announcement that he's posel, you have no business relying upon him as an aid. So it's a fight. What about a dayan? We're going to work with the assumption that you require achrozah, which is the implication of Rabbi Akiva again. According to Ezra's Noshim, says no, Knesset Gedolah is wrong. You do require achrozah. This is in Siman Yud Zayin, which is of course the Siman of Agunas in Eben Ezer, end of Sifkot and Lamed. You do require achrozah. That's what we assumed halacha lemaisa. You do require achrozah, and therefore the case that we dealt with, we were able to say with great sadness that the individual has been proven to be unfortunately unfit. But whatever he did until now, bidyevet post facto is good. Rav Shechter Shlita was not 100% on board with this. Why? Because of the Chazanish. Chazanish says, you're missing these seven, then, there's just nothing to talk about. And obviously an individual such as this is missing many of the Chochma Nava Yiras, this moment of Asemis, Avas Briyas, Baal Shem Tov. He didn't have it at all. So we said, number one, the role of Pesach were against Chazanish. It's not Ma'akev. Number two, it's only if it's in real time. In real time, he has another Shem Tov that passels him. Even the Yikuv, according to Chazanish. But if not, at the time he had a Shem Tov, he was known as an honest guy. Yeah, and it turns out he was a fraud and he did terrible things. But that's only later. So this wouldn't pass the retroactively, we wanted to argue. So I get, based on a whole series of arguments, that the individual, as far as was became known to the community, did not violate a lav d'oraisa sheish bo malchus. He may have been over on d'oraisas without malchus and rabbanans, for sure, but since it didn't rise to that level, there was no achraza, and the lack of Shem Tov we thought would not pass the retroactively, even according to the Chazon Ish, plus Rav Posner and Sami Yaakov. On that basis, we came to our conclusion not to require every single convert who converted with this person to redo the conversion. If someone would come to me and ask me, should I do it again? I said, look, I have nothing to lose. So, nothing to lose. We can't make a public statement to that effect, that would be a disaster. But on a private basis, you want to do it again, what does it hurt?
Even if they already had children.
Okay, I'm not talking about someone. That's a person. The person didn't have any children yet. Let's talk about that kind of a case.
I think that a guy like that, you can assume that he did all sorts of things.
But it's true. True. He may have in violation of things which were lav sheish malchus. It's possible. But since we have no witnesses about it, we cannot undo things without witnesses. Can't do that. Otherwise, it will be a disaster.
I mean, would it, with this specific case, wouldn't it be different because he was Nogea with Davar in a certain sense, no?
Whatever it may be, I'm not here to condemn or to condone. I'm here to just report facts which are pretty well known in the community. It was all over the newspapers. I'm not saying any chidushim. And I'm just telling you that our Bezin wrote a piece of paper that based on what we know now, they can rely upon the heirs. You're right, if other things come to light, which can happen, but it's now been over a year, nothing else has come to light. So even if there are other things which likely happen, you're probably right, but there are no witnesses. So therefore there's of course there are issues which are relevant to this, in Hilchos Eidos, Rabosai, relevant to this, but that's we're not learning Hilchos Eidos now. The poskim say that certain violations, which certain events, which typically happen where there are no two kosher witnesses, we can rely upon what we call non-kosher witnesses. For example, in Shulchan Aruch and the Hilchos Eidos, it says what happens if there's a fight. I think we have this in Shulchan Aruch here. Let's see if we can find it. What is this? Yeah. So normally, Rabbi Osai, you need two Edom, kosher Edom. What happens in a situation where you don't find kosher Edom in such circumstances? It's just you're not going to find kosher Edom. So what should we say? It's impossible for a person to have any recourse because there's no kosher Edom in these kinds of circumstances. That wouldn't really be right. It wouldn't be right. That's not really fair. Okay, so what do? So the poskim say that if there's a situation where there are no kosher eidim in that particular circumstance, as a general rule, so then we can rely on individuals who are not kosher, strictly speaking, and they can come and testify. Let me show you, for example. It's part in Shulchan Aruch, can't go into right now, that if there is a fight in the Ezra's Noshim, it could happen. Scratching and I don't know what, they're fighting and someone claims damage. So bring me two kosher Eidim. Need two men. Two men, we're in Ezra's Noshim. There's no men over there. If there are more passes, two women are also good. Because the Gra quotes in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Hachaya Nemenes, that means a midwife is believed to testify about who came out of whom, etc. Because men aren't there. Today there are men in the delivery room too, but that was unheard of in antiquity. So therefore, it says that. So there could be certain situations if certain sins that a man can commit when there's only a woman in the room, use your imagination. So it could be that a woman would be believed, one woman, if it could be two women with the same allegation. However, the poskim say that that's only true as far as collecting the money is concerned. So if you have a situation where there's no possibility of bringing kosher edim because kosher aren't found, in that circumstance, I guess it's nashim. So we're going to rely upon two women to be motzi mamon, which we normally wouldn't do. However, the poskim say that would not work to passel somebody, to passel the gavra, then you would not apply this principle. So these are all relevant considerations for what we were speaking about earlier. Fine?
Would it have made a difference if it wasn't so public?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, Rabosa, let's turn our attention to the Shulchan Aruch that we said we would discuss. Let's see where we are here. Easier this way.
If there's a puzzle or puzzle Dayan Gittin in the world,
it's a problem with Gittin too. It's a very serious problem with Gittin too.
The children are Manzera?
I don't want to say that because it depends on what the Dayan did. A Dayan and a Get, you know, is a rule, is a facilitator. A Dayan and Geris is a creator. He creates the Geris. Yeah. Dayan and Get is a facilitator. That means, you know, the other people are signing, other people are chasim, edem, mesira. So, right, so it could be, I don't want to say, it depends on the circumstances. So sif test, we started talking about last week. Ma'od, ma'od, tzarech adayin lizara sholikach shocha. This is an expression of ma'od, ma'od. Ma'od, ma'od. Where do you find the expression of ma'od, ma'od? Where do you find this expression of ma'od, ma'od? Where do you find it? Where do you find it? So let's take a look and see where this comes from and why it's here. I need the tour. Well, we'll see. It goes straight to the first year tour. Ma'od, ma'od, says the Bach. Nira the fisher, the dove, kal yagia likosha b'yisuzer shochat. I think the parak got for etc. Also, Gus and Gemara, Shashoka Dvarim. Where else do you find this? Ribis, Ma'od, Ma'od, because it's easy to get the little Hana, Ribis Dvarim. Where else? Ma'od, Ma'od, and Evan Edison Chafal, stay away from Arias, Bekal Yagir, the Dayisa, the Schok, Vakalis Rosh. And all these three, Hayate Tokfo Lara. You know, a little money here, a little money there, a little woman there. Where's the fourth case? Rofe. Yizara ma'od ma'od. Because you're afraid you could kill somebody. So the four places where the word ma'od ma'od is found in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Fine? Fine. Where else is it found? Rabbi, one more place. One more place. Take a look in the Prisha. Two more places. Where else do you find the expression of? Watch this. Ma'od, ma'od, shochad, ribis, because people are looking for money. Tztaka. Ma'od, ma'od, tzarech lizaraba. Right, tztaka. For the same reason. People want to hold on to their money. Noshim, we said. Ma'od, ma'od, tzarech lizaraba. Noshim. Where else? Refuah, din nefashis. Oves. Ma'od, ma'od, avei shvaruach. Because midas ha'gaiva, ha'odam nishach ha'chareh ma'od. Oh, so we just counted five or six places where the expression of ma'od, ma'od is found. Okay? That's where it's found. Fine. Good. Oh. Now, let's take a look. We saw this already before. Afilu liachash adon kvar also the kabel mimenu al shehipich v'schuso. They could shochad meuchar. We saw the rush. It's on the Ma'am Makomas. Quoted him Dake Moshe here in Simon Tess. It's like ribis meuchar. Okay. Shenos l'bishvil ma'oso. Here too, you say I'm giving it to you because you judged my case. I had this situation. I judged the case. The guy sent me a gift. I said, send it right back. Can't hold on to it. Can't. Not allowed.
Afterwards?
Even afterwards. We saw the rush. Remember, it's on the Ma'am Makomas in Paragimel. It's called Shochad Me'uchar, like Ribis Mucheres. Okay? Now, Shochad Dvarim.
Why does he have to return it only if the other guy wants it back?
No, not if he wants it back. Only if he told you it was given to you as a gift because you sat on the case.
You go up to Gimel.
Yeah. Oh, different story. Mashmid lo tzviya etzel lach zero. How can that be? Zela, yeah. He's as follows. He asked about the ribis because of chechich imach. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to. Gzela, it's heshiv. Also, shani shochat shenoslam bidata masheng and gzela. Very schwer. I wouldn't agree to the whole thing. Lochach sorach lach zil ksheyit ve'enu. If you asked me, I would say without a tzviya. That's what I would have said. But he quotes the Lush of Yitzvenu. It's a good question. Here is an excellent question. Where are we going to find him in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tess? Let's take a look. Rabbi also open up. We have Simon Tess, don't we? But we had the. No. No, the Shulchan Aruch Simon Tess. Let's take a look. It is all Tur, right? Shulchan Aruch.
The Tur.
Yeah, but let's look at Shulchan Aruch proper. Simon Tess. It's all in the Ma'amar Makomos. I hope you're moving along in the Ma'amar Makomos, Rav Asser. Hope so. Okay. Im lacho tzorach lach zero. K'shet ve'enu hanosein. Look how many people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The seventh comment on those two words. K'shet ve'enu hanosein. Let's take a look and see what the little links say. Start with the Sma'a. See what he says. I'm below Chizolach zero. It's different than Ribis. That's the Prisha. It's the same author, Rabbi Osai. Not surprising. Let's go back and see what the other Sforum say about this. Well, I mean, look at my. You have a regular Shulchan Aruch? Look inside. We'll see. Instead of looking at all the things from the screen, we'll look at it here in the Mefarshim himself. Kshit ve'enu hanosei. The Taz says, "One second." It talks about ribbons. Doesn't talk about our discussion. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Pisrei Tshuva. See what he says. It's a cotton base. I think your point is well taken. If it's an also, it's also to keep it. Lo tfiyana. Shuvah shvus Yaakov. Afim lo tovah zman rav, kosh lo mochel lo beferish yuchel lo tovah kosman shu yirtza. Ach kosman shu lo tovah, ein abezin diskokin lo. Rakim rosh, they say, shamayim, v'lo shuv v'tshuva. Azay tzorech lahach zafim lein lo tovah. There you go. You have to give it back. You have to give it back. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, in order to, in Dine Mominus, you don't have to give it back if he doesn't ask you for the money. Because he's Meichel. But if you want to be Lateshu De Shemaim and do Tshuva, you must give it back even without a Tviyah. Exactly as you said. So you are vindicated by the Pisrei Tshuva. It had to be that way. Otherwise, it's impossible. It has to be that way. So once we saw the Pisrei Tshuva, I feel a little bit better. Okay, Rabosai, let's go on. See some other halachas in Hilchas Shochad, if you will. So the Bach tells you the different levels over here. Not only Shochad Moment, right, as we saw before. Shochad Vorm is Chumra B'Yalma. Not really possible. That's what the Mordechai says. Pasilna, Chumra. But Tosfos says no. What does Tosfos say? Chesem and Alf and Sanhedrin, our Tosfos. What's it also say? Ish puzichne de hasam, lo wasa lo klal tova sanoa b'sha shabol odin lefonav, el hizke lo acheset sh'os lo l'sha'ova. Same thing in Ksubis. You remind you, I did pos ledina, only in the chumra. Lo kiva menu klum, no shochat. But here, osla malocha v'sheiris v'mucha sh'os lo b'tova b'nei sh'tzorach lo odin lefonav. He brought him reishis again. He's going to give it to a different kohen. That's shochet mamish. Because enasa yado leiv echad. What's pshat shochet? Shehu chad. Wrong service. Shochet. You and the person who gave it to you are one. And the smacks the same thing. Parech gatfi kaseruka reishis again. Ishbich zichne. He says marchik hoya es atzma min adin eno nifsa. What does that mean? They're only in that case. But in other cases, your apostle Minadin. Okay? Rashi Zages is not Minadin. Go through the details of what's Minadin and what is not Minhadin. Okay, fine. This Rabbi Osai tells us some of these specific halachas. Now, I asked you to see the Sugin Ksuvis with the Tosfos. Let's just look quickly. Tosfos and Ksuvis. Goes with Exerci Bishalayim, Hoyonot and Schomet Chuma Salishka. Okay, I Shochat. No. Rebbe Tam says, Lo Osel Mibale Dinim. I will hoch him Michel Tzibur. But that I collect a salary.
Like you.
Yeah, I collect a salary. Rebbe says no. Lava Torah Sari Notan. Hocha Kol Shah Yoshin Bedin. Leroskin Beshim Malacha. Lohoya Lem Bemalas Parnas. We have Mutla Tzibur the Parnas on. No, if that's your full time, you have to take the community should support you. Avol Karna Kroy Bialma Yoshin. Lohoya Little Schar. If you have another job, you're a professor, you're an accountant, you're a whatever you are, and once in a while you're called upon to sit in the Torah, you shouldn't charge a penny. Not a charge. You know, I told you, I try not to take money for any Torahs. So when I was involved in a couple of cases, and the other Dayanim were taking money, nothing wrong, they told me, look, guy says to me, I'm a Dayan. If someone calls me to give a shiur in the yeshiva, I do it for nothing. So I understand you're a Rebbe in yeshiva, you judge for nothing. But judging is my parnasa, I can't afford to do it for nothing. I have to feed my wife and kids. That makes sense. But again, ideally should be paid by the community or the bezin itself and not from the balei dinim themselves. That's really bad.
It probably isn't that they pay them directly, right?
Well, we'll discuss that in a minute. Now, of course, the question becomes how do you understand this then? Why is it so? And look what the Torah writes. Watch this. Look. Kosev Yibartzaloni. Noga v'rov makoma shalasas klubezim kupa shaposki mozim bezim l'parnasasam l'kama ola b'shana u'gmag b'nose b'tchilas ha'shana b'sofa v'ein b'zeh mishum Torah shochad b'Torah agra. Finished. Yeah. Lishum Adam, Rabbi, have a shayla. The two ways to collect for community chests, lifi mamon or lifi nefashos, per capita or by income. Have a shayla. If they collect it per capita, fine. If they collect it per income, and the judge knows he's getting paid from the community chest, which is being funded by income. So maybe in the back of his mind, he's saying, oh, listen, I get paid $1,000, but I know as a gvir who gives half the community chest, because he makes as much money as everyone else put together. So maybe I'll feel obligated to him. It doesn't say beferish. Oh, but pashas is a serious issue. It's a serious, serious issue.
The rabbanim that used to get money for marriages.
Right, that's okay. If I can't, not only is it okay, if you look carefully in Ebenezer, it says that was considered to be a perk of the local Rav, and no one else had a right to take it away from him.
But if the couple that's getting married is at 100% kosher, and he gets a big check,
that's terrible. That's because he's doing it for money. That's terrible, terrible, terrible.
It's a possibility. Yeah, that we're talking about. We're talking about this possibility coming up. The Gevir gives half the total yearly salary for the Dayan. So
unfortunately, there were cases in which the Gevir pays the rabbi to give him a heter.
That's right.
Unfortunately.
You also have the Geris, no?
Unfortunately, too. People giving Geris to collect a lot of money. Yeah, there are a lot of serious questions, Rabbi Osai. I'm the first to admit it. This really shouldn't be done. I asked you on the Maram HaKom to see the Ran, the Masechta Kiddush. Subas? Oh, very. Well, I can't find it. Start again. Thank you for correcting me. Thank you for correcting me. Kiddushin. So the Ran writes as follows: Uminitnan dina betelin beidusa betelin. Someone who takes money, velotnan dino botel beiduso botel. Mashma, the lab also edus bavad shodei shenot lebo schar husha botel. Ela kol edil shehel v'chol dina shedon is no good. Elam kain yodua shlonot leben schar. Once he takes money for one in Torah, he's suspect to take money for others as well, unless you know for a fact that he didn't. So Tosefta B'chora Sa'choshed Lios Notel Schar Meid Kol Adinah Shedan V'chol Eidah Shedan and B'Talim. Everything is bottom. Kol Achoshed Lios Notel Schar Lod Adinah B'Talim. Avishayla, what do you mean Yodua Shlo Notel Ben Schar Lo Reinu En Araya? How do you know for a fact that he didn't take money for this case? How do you prove it? How can you prove a negative? We know this guy takes money for witness, for testimony, or takes money for din Torahs. What do you mean you don't know? How could you possibly know? How could you possibly know? How can you know? It seems to me it's impossible. Impossible to know. How do you know? Seems to me it's going to be no good. No good. I don't see how it could possibly be good. I don't see how it's even possible. So imagine a case. I don't know. You can figure something out. I don't know. I haven't figured it out. Okay, Rabosai, let's take a look, Rabosai, and see in the, go back to our Simon. I have erased that mistake. What is this? That's close. So we're here in Simon Tess. It's a Simon about Shochat and taking money. See what it says? Rabbi Osai, see what it says. Shame Shaloch over will also say, Hanos over will say, you'll see the Mikhsho. Even Shochat Dvorim, okay? Choldain Sheshol Shele Post Lodun Zesh Sheshilo. You borrowed something. When is that true? Shelo Hoyal Lo Dain LaHashul. Abel Hoyal LaHashul Kosher Shari Gam Zesh Shol Mimen. Back and forth. Akor Bialma Lo muchach shosim b'shem adin. Lo, just happened once, and it's not because of the din. It's because of the din, it's no good. But if it's not because of the din, then it would not be a problem. Would not be a problem. Let's take a look at Rabosa again in some of the mefarshim. Shochat dvarim, shochat inyonim kmo ahud natal gafa ksubis, shochat dvarim mamish gamken also. L'haklim al shalom, shalom aleichem Rebbe. You pass by the street 100 times. Never said me shalom. Warm shalom aleichem. That also passes you. Can you imagine that? Like by river, same thing. It's amazing. That's how far it goes. Even a warm shalom aleichem is enough to pass you.
But don't we pass in terms of ribis that if you would normally do it?
Right, but this guy would not normally do it. He's just suddenly now giving me a shalom aleichem which he never gave me before. Even that, even dvarim mam, a shochat dvarim, in the most literal sense, is enough to pass it. Okay. Shochat dvarim. The Bach has a question, is it possible Medina or Midas Chassidus? Okay? Fine. Bruke Yosef says, the Supik. Sounds like it's possible if you've been B'di'evit. When do we say it's a Midas Chassidus, that it's Lek Afrina Ba'adeh? Avam Hoya Dayan Acher Imo, Afin Midas Chassidus Lek. Interesting. Have a Dan Yechidi, then Midas Chassidus. But if it was somebody else, it wouldn't apply. That's a fascinating question. Shashal Shela, said the Birka Yosef. Rofe Chinam, a Rogel Eitzel Adayan Murapeyu. Tomit. A doctor takes care. I have a doctor, takes care of me. Ubal of Fun of Odin and Baldino. Now this doctor is involved in a litigation. He showed a little bit Dayan. Can I serve as a Dayan for my doctor? Heshit. He cured me 5 years ago.
Even for free.
Now, all of a sudden, he's volunteering his medical services. And after they're passing the Torah of him, Shemadaka b'kach mikodim, achar kach nodol abar tviya b'na bali dinim. Because he's doing it from before. It's like in Ribbis, the same thing. As you said before, he was doing it before and it's no problem. Right? He did it from before. Avo. It's not posel al shochah, he's posel al always. And if he's rofe b'schar, well, you can't pass them because you're paying for your services. He says no. You think it's Marakim Bikodim, Rogam Bikodim, Lo Pazim Shem Shochah. That's wrong. If you have to borrow things from your neighbors, it's puzzle. Even what? Right now, you're not borrowing any Kalim. As long as you did it in the past, and you probably need it maybe in the future, you would be puzzle. So, Machloek, is this kind of a case? Would you be a puzzle, Miyike Redin, or would you not be puzzle, Miyike Redin? Fine. Question. An Av Bezdin in a town, can he accept gifts? Let's you asked that question before. Shalach Manas, will come give him before Pesach to give him for Mechiras Chametz, so, you know, these kind of things. May you accept these things? So this is a very serious question. Av Bezdin Shor Adigach Matonos Lis Asher, should Dvorim Nishmor Negar Abriyas. But Kert, Av Bezdin should take gifts, so everyone should see he's rich, so then when he says something, people listen, you know. People listen to a rich person. How do you like that? Uve emes yotze schar shozeb efsedo. The nimshach michshol, but I think it's wrong. Shemish yeshol din lefnei abez and makten ezizman. You wait. You know, no sema tono. I know I've been torn a year from now. But today I'll give him a big, before Pesach, before Purim, give a huge gift. And I have to sukkus. Now I hold a shkeshvin. All of a sudden, sof masa b'machshav v'tchila. This guy's a wheeler dealer. Okay?
So you should give it to him anonymously.
Yeah, oh, great. Okay, that's good. If the diner doesn't know where he's getting it from, that'd be the best thing.
He doesn't
want
to do that.
No, I mean, that's all.
Now you're right. In Kodam Atoveya Kiminis Chasidus, Im Roa Hadayan Shin Discarab Dato, Im Kain Eza Michshod, Lek Elamidis Chasidus, Yada Menapsh from Sky Vedato, I know what feeling is Chasidus. That's a Chiddush Nifla. Chiddush Nifla. Ha'oshelo Yarba Dala Yamit. We know where the puzzle comes from. Lakech Matanas Mi'achidim Possible Dunon. If you get gifts, you can't deal with their cases. You can't. Oh, comes on Yontif, on Purim, where there's a baby, a Simcha, gives a lot to Chachmei Ha'ir. Now he has it in Torah. Ein Shum Chochom Me'ochle Pas Yochol Aduno. Whoever took a gift from a Purim, a Pesach, a Yontif, can't upos lafila de brera. It can't even be a borer for him. That's what it says. That's what it says. A very serious matter. I heard that those who would not take Kriptonis from Kavirin, some took, maybe they said, any matana shloba shasadin, not machasadin, did not pass the Medina. He says he doesn't understand. The Bach says he can take it. And he says you're allowed to take it. Well, here it's Motzi v'ragil kamapom b'shana. It's a chash tefela kruvei data. If it's used to, it's going to happen lightly, you're going to sit in the Torah for him, then it would be a problem. It seems to me that in today's Abla, halavai, that the worst blemish of the Avezin is that he took from that party. In other words, but it has to be revealed. In other words, if someone from my shul would want to take me as a borer in a case, I think it happened once, and there was two people on the other side, you know, a borer and a shalish. I told him straight, this man is a member of my community, and as a member of my community, so I'm, you know, he's helping me out. They said, doesn't matter, we don't care. Maybe I was blinded, maybe, when I came to my conclusion that I thought there really was a person who really didn't have to pay anything, because I told you about this case, that according to the Minhag HaMedina, based on Dina de Machusa, you wouldn't have to pay anything. And my logic was, and I told this to the two other, they weren't persuaded, that this fellow, the other guy, was also, I told you, we'll call him a clean-shaven fellow from a young Israel. Why is he going to Hasidim? Not because he was dishonest. He felt that Hasidim would view things his way. He was right. He was right. He was right. That I try to persuade the other two that when this fellow, you know, the other guy, not from my shul, does many of these deals every single day. And when he deals with non-Jews or with non-from Jews, there's a certain understanding. He has lawyers and they follow the Minhag HaMedina and then the Machusa. He'd have absolutely no case. All of a sudden, as a from guy on the other side, the mentality has changed. He has the same lawyer with the same everything. So presumably, the meeting of the minds was to be bound by the Minhag HaMedina and the Dina Machusa. That's what I argued. Maybe I was arguing based upon Shochat. Maybe, because someone gives you a matana, right? So maybe. I hope not. In any event, it's okay. I lost the case, more or less. So the other two people sort of outvoted me. So maybe it's Gamzul Latova. No one should think that I Chalila Mechas did something wrong. But in any event, that's what happened many years ago. Okay. Now, they're supposed to give the rabbi a lot of money, right? Says the Chasam Sofer, rabbis get salaries. Minat Torah nitna l'chol Yisrael b'shove v'chuyovim l'kayim v'gitz v'yom v'layla, says the Chasam Sofer. And they should just make a little parnasa, and the rest of the day should be avodas Hashem. Okay? That's what it should be. Therefore, eilo l'odom l'vaka shmo soros. A person should look for luxuries. Kol mashi yiporosh v'mistapek b'vuot v'yarviach v'zman l'torah v'avoda kodash yom alo. Make a little less money and more time for Torah. Uvatov also zman amiyuchel the Torah avoda. You have an adam lilmod mimena dava lishpot beinam lachaver lehoroslo. Mechuyev lasas bechinam, because you would have learned on your own. You wouldn't get paid for learning. I am masad limudo. Too bad. You have to give your friend the time to hear his case. Obna b'zesh also lechayoso lishto levana vaktanim amutalim alav shelo kodem shachaveru to be support my family. I come first. Ain't sorrow is batim imulachto, lo yamidu echad bimkomo, or yeshamu lo panosis yomo. That's called schar batola demuchach. I'm making money, I'm making X dollars per hour. You want me to hear your case? Pay me the X dollars per hour. They would have gotten otherwise. On the matzibur mechuyavim lahamed lem echad shiyemuchon uponim becholazim lechol mevakash toras Hashem yim semuchon lechol becholais. That's a community's responsibility. Vatzibur also lezeh panosos beravach bekoved godol. Tell my balabatim there, Rabbosai. The Afapi Kshahaya, who also the Atma in mitzvah of the Tzamtzeh, I the rabbi have to be Tzamtzeh. Vikomakov who Rashoi, below him, the Rav himself should be Mitzamtzeh. But the Balabatim should give him Berevach. Ubavadim Yesh El Yodel Ispaz Mishalov, the Nitilas Prasmeti, but he has an outside income. Vukhuya Vulasas Gamzeh Bechir, should serve as a rabbi for nothing. Achlav Kalodim Zochel Shnei Shulchanis. I'm not independently wealthy. The main of my speaking, lo dai, tzorcha berevach, eno meharoi, shir sarav yivaka shol sova b'chol zman v'idon, ulahamas al atzibim b'hamusim b'lavoch. It's not right for the rabbi to ask for a raise if they don't give him enough berevach. It's not right. Lo rotzu mosifu lehem, lo rotzu otter b'shiyas ginen, lo espiku, alpish lo rotzu l'kabel mosifu malei, you should give them more, but if they don't, you shouldn't ask for it. That's what it says. Okay? Fine. What happens? B'nei beso nisrabu. When I was hired as a rabbi in Riverdale, I had two children. And they paid me very little amount of money. Very little. As the family grew, they started giving me a little more money. I'll tell you a great story they told me. Maybe we should end with this. Okay, we'll end with this. We'll end with the story. Let's finish up first this. Okay? That says as follows. The Rambam is the one who said Emma has to work for nothing. For nothing. Okay. Mistabik b'muat. But Nachma lom de'Torah b'chayotz v'chatzishon yanichu b'keren zavis. Ad kan l'shono. That even though the Rambam says you shouldn't take any money, if no one takes money, Chasam Sofa will be no Rabbanim, then no Dayan, it'll be terrible. And Chasam Sofa is angry at a certain town. They wanted to lower the rabbi's salary. No, you gotta give him parnas also. And if he doesn't want to take, you force him to take. So they can lower his salary. Could be with inflation. If you don't give a raise, they're lowering his salary. Here's my story. I'll end with this story. When my daughter Madina was born, thank God she was the seventh child, the treasurer of the shul came to me and told me the following story. Before I came to be the rav of the shul, many illustrious candidates, even though it was a very small shul. One of them was Rabbi Alpert, Zichrono Livracha. Rabbi Alpert was a tzaddik, a tremendous goyim, and he was looking for a position at the time. This was before he moved to Far Rockaway area. He was a little in the west, on the Lower East Side. He had no money. They didn't hire him. You know why? They were afraid to take on the responsibility of supporting his family because he had six children. So when my seventh was born, the treasurer said to me, that was then, Baruch Hashem, you know, the shul established them some more, they were able to give me appropriate. I never complained, they give me enough money. Some of my kids say, well, Abba, you're being underpaid. Baruch Hashem, there's enough to put bread on the table. That's, we bless Hashem for that. We'll stop here. In Mirat Hashem, we will discuss tomorrow further halachas here in Siman Tes.